Living Corporate is brought to you by Doximity. Doximity helps over 2 million medical professionals. We are the largest medical network that includes over 80% of physicians and over 50% of physician assistants and nurse practitioners. We don't take that responsibility lightly and committed to working towards a more equitable world inside and beyond our virtual office walls. If you want to learn more about Doximity, check out your app store at Doximity. That's Doximity.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, let's talk about pronouns and if you should put them on your resume. Your resume speaks volumes about you before you enter a space. It serves as an initial introduction to who you are for recruiters, hiring managers, and companies. I always tell my clients that there is no one right way to create a resume. Resumes have evolved from simple one-page black and white documents with bulleted lists to marketing documents that need to grab attention. This change has allowed candidates to share more about themselves with hiring teams, which include pronouns for some candidates. When people ask me about putting anything personal, including pronouns, on their hiring documents, I start that conversation by letting them know everything you choose to put in your document is a personal decision. If you feel comfortable and safe, then feel free to include it. I firmly believe it is better to be upfront, if at all possible. You just need to understand the potential ramifications of doing so. Some of you might have never thought about including your pronouns on your resume and may be asking, why would I include them? First, it can help hiring teams address you accurately from the beginning of the process. Second, as a cisgender person, you can show your allyship and help pave the way for a more positive candidate experience. While workplaces have made strides forward in preventing discrimination based on sexuality and gender, that doesn't mean the risk of bias disappears. Including your pronouns can be a great way to test the company's stance to ensure you don't end up somewhere unsafe. Personally, I like to include the very things that I'm worried companies might discriminate against me for, like pronouns, graduation dates that might age you, or even unconventional names. This allows me to weed out companies and organizations I probably wouldn't feel comfortable working for. Including your pronouns isn't something you should take lightly. When interviewing with more formal companies or companies with conservative values, you might decide to leave off your pronouns from your documents. If you aren't ready to be out at work or you simply don't want to bring about additional scrutiny for your application, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. So, where should you put them if you do decide to include them? I suggest you put your pronouns in your header after your contact information. This allows people to see them but not distract from what you bring to the table. Whatever you do, please don't put them after your name, as this can cause some issues with the applicant tracking system. This tip was inspired by an article on The Muse titled, "Should I Put My Pronouns on My Resume? Ask the Queer Career Coach," by Amber Roris Crow, and brought to you by Tristan of Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.
Living Corporate is brought to you by Textio. Today's top talent is everywhere, representing everyone, and our work environment should reflect the level of inclusion to meet that standard. Textio achieves this in building more equitable company cultures through the language we use in our job postings. That culture is formed one hire at a time, making the words we use to reach more diverse candidates all the more important. Our advanced language insights and employer brand content is what drives our mission of inclusion. Through our industry-leading application of artificial intelligence and machine learning, we're able to widen companies' reach in finding and building upon the very diverse talent that empowers a culture of belonging. Every door should be open to every qualified job seeker. Again, that's Textio.